To Syria now, and for the first time, US-backed Kurdish and Arab forces are mounting a major ground offensive into territory close to Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. Within hours of the offensive announcement on social media, activists tweeted that clashes were taking place on the northern outskirts of the city. Raqqa in Syria was the springboard for Islamic State's bold invasion of Iraq and remains a key command and control centre as well as a troop stronghold. Peter Lloyd has our report.
The dusty countryside of northern Syria, Kurdish women soldiers bid each other farewell as they pile onto tanks and troop trucks moving into battle position. Fighting has been underway around Ain Issa, 50 kilometres from the ultimate target, Raqqa City. This is the first big set-piece counter-attack since IS raised its black flag over the city 2.5 years ago. It involves thousands of fighters from a 30,000-strong US-supported coalition called the Syrian Democratic Forces. SDF announced the offensive on Twitter as the battle began. A woman commander, Roja Felat, issued a call to arms.
We are carrying out this movement to liberate the north of Raqqa together as the Syrian Democratic Forces and with the participation of the coalition forces. We are inviting all to join our operation to be strong in order to achieve the great victory.
Early reports of casualties centre in the rural area to the north of Raqqa. Aerial bombardment by coalition planes, including Australia's RAAF contingent, have weakened Islamic State command and control, but the city remains firmly in IS hands. Tens of thousands of civilians are trapped, sheltering as best they can, but fearing Islamic State is keeping them as hostage human shields. Most of what's known about conditions in Raqqa comes from an underground group of citizen journalists. Online, they're reporting unusual levels of troop movements, trench digging and laying of landmines. Battles outside Raqqa coincide with the intense fight to kick Islamic State from the key city of Fallujah across the border in Iraq. It's two fronts in 2 days, a long time in the making, says Douglas Ollivant, a senior fellow at New America Foundation and a former U.S. National Security Advisor on the region.
We've had, the Iraqi Kurds fighting from the northeast, the Iraqi army coming up essentially from the southeast, and on the other side, we've had the Syrian Kurds pushing from the northwest, and for that matter, the Syrian army pushing from the southwest. So they really are being constricted on all sides. The two major fights right now are at Fallujah and Raqqa.
Raqqa is a Syrian Arab town. The SDF coalition is 80% Kurdish. IS may be hated, but some in Raqqa fear tyranny of a different kind if they're liberated by Kurds. Former US national security official Hilary Mann Leverett from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.
There is some difference of opinion about what the Kurdish strategy is and if there is actually one single strategy. From what we know and what we can, I think, assume about Kurdish interests is that they have an interest in fighting north of Raqqa, in the sense to take territory north of Raqqa to protect Kurdish areas that are beyond that, a kind of belt in northern Syria on the border with Turkey and Iraq.
Not all the boots on the ground in this showdown with IS are local. 200 American troops are providing advice and assistance behind the front lines.
Peter Lloyd reporting.